Pelosi backs adding bill banning TikTok from U.S. government devices to spending bill. By Jacob Bliss on December 16, 2022. Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, backs putting the Senate pass bill to ban the Chinese social media app TikTok from U.S. government devices in the spending bill next week, after previously not committing to putting the same legislation up for a vote. Pelosi's support for putting the legislation into the year-long spending bill, reported by Reuters, comes just one day after the speaker said she had not yet decided if she would bring the Senate-passed legislation to a vote and after the Republican leader, Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, called on her to immediately allow an up or down vote. The speaker said on Thursday that she was checking with the administration on the language and did not know if she would be putting it on the agenda for next week. Coincidentally, the very same day, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre declined to say if President Joe Biden would support legislation banning the Chinese social media app and stated, "We're going to let Congress move forward with their process." Earlier in the week, the Senate passed Senator Josh Hawley's ARMO, No TikTok on Government Devices Act by unanimous consent amid national security risks. The bill would ultimately ban the Chinese social media app or any of its successors or services developed or provided by ByteDance Limited and any entities from the company, except for law enforcement and national security interests. A spokesperson for TikTok said in a statement after the Senate passed the legislation that banning the Chinese social media app would do nothing to advance U.S. national security interests. On the state level, numerous governors have announced that their states would also ban TikTok from state government devices. Just this week, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R. Montana Governor Greg John Forte, R. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, R. and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, R. joined other Republican governors. In 2020, under then-President Donald Trump, the administration tried to ban TikTok, but it resulted in the Chinese social media app's parent company divesting the platform to an American company, as previously noted by Breitbart News. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.